This Sunday, June 1st, marks the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. As that deadline loomed, two Gulf Coast states have been scrambling to resolve an evacuation dispute. Here's the issue. The best way out of Louisiana's biggest and most vulnerable city, New Orleans, is through Mississippi. But as Mississippi officials see it, that creates plenty of its own problems. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
When Hurricane Lily was aimed at Louisiana's coast, packing 145-mile-an-hour winds last fall, emergency officials started making plans to evacuate residents in its path. Colonel Mike Brown is Assistant Director of the Louisiana Office of Emergency Preparedness.
It looked like it was a very serious hurricane. We were very much concerned about the size and the intensity of the storm and the fact that we needed to evacuate as many people as we could from that affected area.
The state's plan called for sending people north on all lanes of Interstate 59, reversing the traffic on the southbound lanes to accommodate the flood of storm refugees, potentially more than 1 million people from the New Orleans area alone. But there was a stumbling block. Mississippi Governor Ronnie Musgrove refused to allow the one-way traffic on I-59 in his state. Mississippi Emergency Management Director Robert Latham.
The problem with that plan is that it put a tremendous burden on our law enforcement resources. In fact, the plan that was developed would have taken 295 of our 315 state troopers. And at the same time, we would be dealing with an evacuation of our own Mississippi Gulf Coast. So basically, it would drain all of our law enforcement resources just to support that initiative.
Luckily, Lily lost her punch before making landfall and dropped from a Category 4 to a Category 2 storm. Since then, Latham says, emergency officials have been trying to come up with an evacuation plan that works for both states.
The state of Mississippi wanted to make sure that we could do whatever we could possibly provide to the state of Louisiana, and also taking consideration what Mississippi would have to do to support its own citizens for an evacuation of Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Latham says the new plan requires fewer troopers because it doesn't reverse lanes quite so far into Mississippi. It also takes into account the added burden on local communities along the evacuation route, security and health services, for example.
When you have that influx of people, I mean, you've got to make sure that you can take care of them. And it's more than just a shelter issue and a food issue.
Emergency planners have been working on regional plans ever since Hurricane Floyd in 1999, when the largest peacetime evacuation in U.S. history caused massive traffic jams in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. One-way evacuation plans are not going to solve the problem posed by evacuating populated areas, says Louisiana's Colonel Brown. He says the best solution is for coastal residents to take storms seriously and leave early.
You've got a limited number of egress routes that are available to you. You've got a host of people that are trying to use those routes. You've got time as a factor in it. If you wait too late, those evacuation routes have a tendency to build up.
Forecasters predict at least 3 major hurricanes will threaten the U.S. coast during this year's Atlantic hurricane season, which runs from June 1st to November 30th. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.